Chapter 43. Friendly Fire. Few men or women can ever know in advance the exact second of their death, and most would be quite happy to forego the privilege. The crew of Goliath had plenty of time, far too much time, to put their affairs in order, make their goodbyes, and compose their minds to face the inevitable. Robert Singh was not surprised by Sir Colin Draker's request. It was just what he might have expected of the scientist, and it made good sense. It was also a welcome diversion during the few hours that remained. "I've talked it over with Torrin, and he agrees. We'll take the sled and go out 1,000 kilometers along the missile's line of approach. Then we'll be able to report exactly what happens. The information will be invaluable back on Earth." "An excellent idea. But is the sled's transmitter powerful enough?"
"No problem. We can send real-time video to Farside or to Mars."
"And then?"
"The debris may hit us a minute or so later, but that's unlikely. I expect we'll both sit and admire the view until it becomes boring. Then we'll crack our suits."
Despite the gravity of the situation, Captain Singh could not help smiling. The fabled British understatement was not quite extinct and still had its uses. "There's one other possibility. The missile may hit you first."
"No danger of that. We know its exact approach trajectory. We'll be well off to one side."
Singh held out his hand. "Good luck, Colin. I'm almost tempted to go with you, but the captain must stay with the ship." Right to the penultimate day, morale had been surprisingly high. Robert Singh was very proud of his crew. Only one man had been tempted to anticipate the inevitable, and Dr. Warden had quietly talked him out of it. Everyone, in fact, was in much better shape psychologically than physically. The mandatory zero-G exercises had been happily abandoned, as they would serve no further purpose. No one aboard Goliath expected to fight gravity again. Nor did they worry about waistlines. Sonny excelled himself, producing mouth-watering dishes that in normal circumstances Dr. Warden would have banned outright. Though she didn't bother to check, she estimated that the average increase in mass was almost 10 kilos. It is a well-known phenomenon that impending death increases sexual activity for fundamental biological reasons that did not apply in this case. There would be no next generation to carry on the species. During those last weeks, Goliath's far-from-celibate crew experimented with most possible combinations and permutations. They had no intention of going gentled into that good night. Then, suddenly, it was the last day, and the last hour. Unlike many of his crew, Robert Singh prepared to face it alone with his memories. But which should he choose out of all the thousands of hours he had stored on memnochips? They were indexed chronologically, as well as by locale, so any incident was easy to access. Selecting the right one would be the final problem of his life. Somehow, he couldn't explain why, it seemed vitally important. He could go back to Mars, where Charmaine had already explained to Morel and Martin that they would not see their father again. Mars was where he belonged. His deepest regret was that he would never really know his little son. And yet, one's first love was unique. Whatever happened in later life could never change that. He said his last goodbye, lowered the skull cap over his head, and was reunited with Freda, Toby, and Tigret again on the shore of the Indian Ocean. Even the shockwave didn't disturb him.